Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's the return of the Mac Weldon ad. Yeah, have we come again? It's still incredibly rad. Whatever you're wearing right now, Mac Weldon is better. It's not a sweater, it's underwear for any kind of weather.
Oh yeah, that's right. Any, you know, scissors beats rocks. Mac Weldon, will they beat your other kinds of socks? You know you gotta look so dapper when you get this. Yeah, it's so much better.
Ooh, you know it. Yeah, you know it in your soul. Everything they make is naturally antimicrobial. Their underwear and shirts are silver lined. They're eliminating odor so you smell so fine.
You know they don't, and then they never will ever care. If you don't even like your first pair, you can keep it. They will refund you, no questions asked. Oh, that is so fun,
too. Time for my personal experience. I'm up here to be sharing it and tell you about Mac Weldon and the time that I am wearing
it.
Which is now and every day. There's really not enough nice things I can say. I bought the underwear on the website, easy to use, and now I use it every day. And if I could prove it to you, I would, but it would be hard to show. And I don't want you up in my pants every day having to know, am I wearing it now? Yes, I am. You'll have to trust me on this. I don't give a damn if you don't, but I am, so come and just figure it out. Buy a pair of Mac Weldon, the best, no doubt.
It's the return of the Mac.
Mac Weldon.
Return of the Mac.
Mac Weldon.
Return of the Mac.
20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout.
Zach is definitely wearing, he's wearing it, yeah. Zach is wearing, he's wearing that Mac.
Jessica, did you just break down doors and shatter a glass ceiling?
That's right, I did. That's what happens when women break in and they bust open society's unwritten and totally BS rules.
You talking about Unladylike Season 2?
Bam, bam, bam! You know I am, the podcast that does just that, hosted by the hilarious Kristen Conger and Caroline Irvin.
Who? This week they're kicking off season 2 with a special episode featuring comedian Nicole Byer.
Oh, you mean like you're listening to her on this episode right now?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could listen to her on this episode of Unladylike?
Isn't it great when we record ads that are currently going up when we actually know what we can talk about?
It's really great.
We know what time it is.
Everybody loves Nicole Byer. You love her. So why don't listen to her on the kickoff of this next season of this hilarious show?
God, she's so funny. This show is going to be so fantastic. Later this season, they'll tackle everything from why getting dressed for work is so hard for women.
Do you know about this, Zach? Let me just break it down for you.
Yeah, tell me, because I have a guess, but like honestly, like all things in this realm, I assume I don't know the half of it.
Okay, so like for a man, as soon as you put on like a nice pair of slacks and like a shirt, you look super profesh, right?
Done,
like
easy.
You put a tie on that, holy moly. You put any sort of coat.
Who is this guy? What, a billionaire?
Yeah, exactly. But like you have a clear path forward. For women, it's like, do I need to be in slacks? If I'm in a dress, do I look like I'm not taking it seriously? Do I need to buy a bunch of pencil skirts that I'm never going to wear? Like you can wear suits to social events and work events. When the hell am I going to wear a pencil skirt ever? First of all, because I'm a comedian, but when the hell am I going to wear a pencil skirt? It's hard for ladies. You know what? True story. I faced this in my life when I was doing improv in college, and we were Chicago style, which meant you had to look nice on stage, none of this like schlub stuff. And dudes would, but you can't do improv in a dress. What if you'd be flipped upside down? I don't need that. So
and you got to be flipped upside down.
I got to be ready.
There are very few improv shows where I'm not at some point like a bat.
Exactly. So I had to be ready, but there was no way for me to ever look as nice as my male teammates who were in shirts and ties.
This double standard is ridiculous.
It's really hard. Wait. There's like a crazier sliding scale for professionalism in women's clothes.
We need professional help on this conversation. Where do you go?
Well, you can find Unladylike Season 2 now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. So listen to them now, guys. Go find them. Besides talking about why work dressing is so hard, they talk about what to do when you love your kids but you don't love being a mom. I mean, that sounds like some really deep truths.
Yeah, deep truths.
And I talked about instead my improv team in college.
Hey, we all have our own personal journey and we shouldn't discount any of them.
That's right. Boom, smash, crash.
Boom, smash, crash. Jessica McKenna.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
And you are witnessing history today. This is the first off book that we have ever done with drums. Please give it up to the Prince of Drums, Eric Calvert.
But guys, it's not just us. We have we got producer Dana here. We got engineer Brett. And we also got, we did it. We got two
Every
guests.
Every time having guests. Nailing it.
Never stop guesting. Mm. You know him from Broad City and Making History, the very hilarious John Gamberly.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
How warm. Should I sit?
Yes.
Have a seat.
You guys stand, I see.
Yeah, you can, yeah. Get cozy.
Great crowd.
You know her from our shared failed show, Party Over Here. Loosely Exactly Nicole and the hilarious Nailed It on Netflix. It's Nicole Byer! Isn't it fun to do a show where we're gonna sit the whole time? Thank you for paying to watch us sit.
We'll do words with our mouths too.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was happy to not have to move around because I do have a pretty big hole.
Yeah, which you.
Let me see.
Which you told us.
Wow, your dick could flop right out.
I wish. My dick's up at the button.
Oh. We're so glad you guys are here. from out the gate, we're talking about button dicks, so it's exciting. It's kind of like a button nose. It sounds adorable.
Yeah!
You know, corncob pipe.
Could you convince more of the country to get like more into sex ed if it was just cuter?
Maybe.
Because like abstinence is real cute. It's just holding hands and that's it. But like sex ed is not cute and maybe that's a branding problem.
Do you mean like more people think we should have it in schools or like students like it more?
No, like a teacher should be like, and then the little dick goes in the little puss-puss.
Yeah, that's
teacher,
what I think should happen.
Adam Sandler teaching the...
But
are you
my
talking about like anthropomorphic ovaries or...
I'm talking about sex ed has like bad branding in terms of people are like, oh, it's going to scar our children, and it's people are, like, scared of it.
the reason that we don't, people are worried about like the effect that it'll have, and I think that we just need to, I think exactly the way Nicole did it is going to win a lot of hearts and minds over.
All right, I'll do it. I'll get in the schools.
Isn't it great when sometimes someone recommends us as a Mother's Day show, and then this is what we do at the beginning?
This is just like the opening. Yeah, I mean, I think like, but what you're talking about is making it more accessible, you know, and making it sweeter. Okay. We go now to, it's a conference of teachers. One of those that they have during the summer where the teachers are like, really, I have to do this in the summer? And they're like, yeah, go, meet other teachers and you'll exchange ideas. And there's ballrooms full of all kinds of curriculums you can learn and different ways to connect with your students, and a far ballroom to the end. All of the sex ed and health teachers are gathered.
It's just so nice to be able to talk to other people who, I don't know, are going through the same struggles that I am. I'm just really having trouble connecting with my class, you know?
What terms do you have for the clitoris? Because I've only got three.
Well, that's the problem. I feel like everything is so clinical and it just freaks kids out. I want to get through to them. I want to get through to them. I want to get through to them. Have to take sex ed?
Oh my gosh, I'm so freaking mad about it.
I don't know, I think it could be kind of cool.
Whoa!
Barney, what are you even, Barney, what are you, Barney?
Yeah, Barney!
Barney, what are you even taught, what are you even, Barney?
Barney, how could it even be cool? Our teacher is gonna talk about that stuff with us? I'm so mad!
I'm so mad about it! It's like just, let me learn sex the way everyone should by watching porn. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. Or like never asking questions, never looking in a book, and one day being terrified.
Yeah.
But like, aren't you guys ever like laying on the carpet?
Always?
On your belly?
Always.
Yeah, you know we're every 9 to 5 laying on that carpet.
And you're like, watching, you know, the news, and, you know, that local news.
Yeah, you gotta support local news, Barney.
Wait a second. Are you talking about the one with Dallas Raines? Oh, man. I bet he knows everything about sex. Local weatherman Dallas Raines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know him.
Local weatherman Dallas Raines, come on. And he's talking about the humidity and the oyster front that is coming in. And you just start...
Barney, what are you trying to say?
I don't know. That's the point. That's why I want to learn. I don't know why I feel how I feel.
Oh, it's because you're gay.
What?
Yeah, you're gay for Dallas Raines.
You're gay. That's okay.
You're gay for Dallas Raines, which, it's strangely, is a Houston weatherman.
It's not him.
Oh.
It's what he's talking about.
Oh, weather. So you're gay for weather.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, no judgment, but
yeah,
like, you
know.
Love what
Sticking
you love.
Dick in the tornado. What?
Oh, don't say that. Oh, stop. No.
Oh, wow.
Barney, what is happening in public right now?
Guys, we need to
precipitating.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Barney, I get it. It happens to all of us. We hear terms, and they make us feel ways in ways we don't understand. It's all right.
Yeah, like
you're
when
safe
I
here.
Go to the supermarket, and my mom goes, "Should we get these strawberries?" I'm like, "Oh yeah."
So you do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
were so judgmental of me a minute ago.
Well, we just were excited about you coming out to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we didn't handle it as best as we could. We're sorry.
I just wish that I could know what's going on with me. Whenever it starts to drizzle, my heart starts to frizzle.
Frizzle, 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 frizzle,
frizzle, frizzle, frizzle, frizzle, frizzle, frizzle, frizzle.
When the wind blows, I want to know why I feel the way I feel.
Ooh, you wanna know what the weather do to you?
Something.
Wow. Those are some beautiful puppets.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry. Is that yearling cuisine? Is that yearling cuisine that's beeping?
Oh, yes. I put it in. I forgot about it. And it was beeping. And I was like, what a jaunty tune.
It was a fun tune.
Yes.
I just, you know, I hate for your fettuccine to sort of harden.
Oh, yes, that's what happens when it sits. You gotta scarf it right down.
That's right.
Yes.
I find that to be true. Would you like me to get it?
Oh, I haven't moved. No, I'll get up.
You're surrounded by so many puppets. I didn't know if you needed some assistance.
Well, these are my teaching puppets.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
They are. Huh. Is that
a big old dick? Yes. Yes, I have puppets with different size penises because the people of America have different size penises.
Cheryl, I had never thought, you know, because if I were a seventh grader, I'd think, good Lord, but maybe I'm the seventh grader who's thinking, finally, a puppet of me.
Yes. That's what I want them to feel. The ones who have penises to feel like, that's me. And the ones who want a penis to be like, it's a buffet. You know?
I mean, I think that's really great, you know?
Thank you.
I try in my history class all the time to think outside the box and...
What is that infernal beeping?
Oh,
Jesus Christ, Cheryl, what are these puppets?
These are my sex puppets and that's my lean cuisine.
Your sex puppets?
Yes.
Is this part of your curriculum?
It is, it is.
Didn't run this by me.
You're right.
Principal Danvers, at first, I have to admit, I was also a bit shocked, but then I put myself in the shoes of our students and I thought, well, this will make me finally pay attention, right? And isn't that what we're trying to do, get through to these kids?
Right? Imagine you're in seventh grade and someone's droning on and on about sex. You check out, but if someone has a big old puppet with a big old puppet dick, all of a sudden you're like, I wanna listen to what this bitch has to say. She's a nice bitch who's teaching me a lot, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. They'll be like,
no.
Sometimes a child goes, no! And then I have to say, open up your ears! Listen to what I have to say! Oh, what a dream! Uh-oh!
Beep, beep, beep goes a lean cuisine. I mean, beep, beep, beep goes a lean cuisine. I like her story, I like what she means. But beep, beep, beep goes her lean cuisine.
Over.
Oh, well.
Hey, Jessica.
Yes, Zach?
There is a mattress in a plastic bag leaning up against a picture at the side of my house, and it is a perfectly good mattress, and it is a cat toy now, where the cats climb up and down it and rip holes in it. Do you know why?
Is it because you replaced it with a much superior mattress?
Boom, boom, boom,
bam,
baby.
Bam, bam.
I got a Lisa mattress now, so that one's for cats to run up and down and jump on the top of. Guys, Lisa is the best. I sleep on it every night. My back has never felt better. I truly love this mattress very, very, very much.
You guys know we love this company because they support Off Book all the time, but they also do such good things in the world. They're donating mattresses. They're planting trees. They're donating 1% of an employee's time to local causes. They're like legitimately getting involved in their community and making an incredible product at the same time.
Yeah, it's got that universal adaptive feel, which means if you sleep on your side, if you sleep on your back, if you sleep on your face, if you sleep on your head like a bat upside down.
Which you should.
Like balancing on your head.
Which you should.
Lisa's got you. And now they're continuing to expand their offerings. They got pillows, blankets, foundations, and frames. That does feel like the beginning of like... We got pillows, blankets, foundations, and frames.
Pillows, blankets, foundations, and frames. Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free.
Available in the US, UK, Canada, and
Germany online.
I swear to God, until they put a comma in between those two words, I am assuming that it's digital Germany with free shipping.
This 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door. You can try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide.
And for Memorial Day, get $160 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
Good night. No, keep listening. Okay, okay, okay. Zach, can we please talk about one of your minds? Is that the proper grammar? Who will ever know?
Yeah, your minds.
One of yours and mine's favorite people? One of your... This is not important. Paul Scheer, we love him.
God, Paul Scheer
is
everything.
He's a great guy. He's so funny. And you guys know that he watches a lot of bad movies for How Did This Get Made?
Mm-hmm.
A great podcast.
It's so good.
One of the, I would say, titans of the industry.
I would say one of the pillars of the titan industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul and Amy Nicholson from The Canon have a brand new podcast called Unspooled here on Earwolf.
Is the first episode out right now?
You bet your bottom dollar it is.
God, Paul and Amy watch all the classic movies you're supposed to have seen, but probably haven't, or maybe have, the all-time greats like Citizen Kane.
So they're going to watch everything on AFI's 100 list. So AFI puts together the 100 best movies of all time, so they're going to watch Taxi Driver, The Graduate, Pulp Fiction. Great movies that, like, you know, sometimes you're like, ah, do I want to watch, like, another dystopian YA movie sequel? Yes, I do.
But after that, but after I want to watch Citizen Kane. They explore the crazy backstories, like how a group of Hollywood bigwigs tried to stop Citizen Kane from being made. They wanted to burn it. That's crazy, and I'm very interested to hear.
I gotta listen to the rest of that story. They're gonna bring on film experts and talk about what happened behind the scenes. So, guys... Want to have your How Did This Get Made cake and candy, your little dessert platter of macarons.
And then you want to listen to Unspooled for that meat and potatoes now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And you should be listening.
Listen, baby.
Principal Danvers, as the vice principal, if I may be so bold, you have to do something about that woman.
Cheryl?
Yes?
Oh, what would you have me do, Vice Principal?
Do
Clanvers?
Well, there's nothing that Clanvers and Danvers can't put their minds to do together. I would say, I would say fire her, but then we have to pay out a pension. We have to get her to quit of her own accord.
What if we were to pose as rowdy
students? Yes! And we, excellent idea, Debs, will hide in her class, and when she tries to teach us, we will belittle her faith.
Oh, we'll be so unreceptive to her new curriculum.
Yes, we will say, I wish it was the old way, and in fact a different teacher entirely, while we wear backwards hats and play Yu-Gi-Oh! King of Games to blend in. And then she will be so distraught that she will quit teaching and we can go back to teaching with the biology textbooks the way that sex was meant to be taught. With clinical terms and no puppets and all the penises look the same. And it's not a buffet. And it's just... It's either the one you have or it's not.
Great idea, Clanvers.
Thank you, Danvers.
Here, let's rummage the lost and found for some...
For cool kid clothes.
For cool kid clothes.
Yes.
What's this? Oh, we've got a Minecraft shirt.
Ooh, what's this? I got a Yo-Kai Watch hat.
Ooh, what's this? It's a Dragon Ball Z sock.
Ooh, what's this? It's a Naruto other sock.
What is all this stuff?
I honestly... Who lost one sock?
Aw, sweet! My sock!
Oh.
Thanks.
Here you go, Jeremy. Get the cool kid stuff from the lost and found. on the ground.
Take the cool kid stuff to the bathroom and change surreptitiously in the stall.
We're just two cool kids. We're not nerds or dolls.
We're just two cool kids.
And we're definitely not adults.
We're just two cool kids. Definitely not adults.
Definitely, 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 definitely cool kids and not adults. Oh, let's talk to some of our fellow cool kids in the hallway.
To stop kick-flipping on the stairs.
Oh man, that would make me so mad.
The principal told me to stop doing sick jumps off the wheelchair ramp.
Oh man, that would make me so mad. You guys are cool.
Yeah.
Somebody beat my high score in Frogger.
No.
What?
No. That's a very old video.
Everyone stop and look. Wow, what's happening?
What game did you say?
Oh, you haven't heard of this new app, Frogger?
Is it like Tiny Wings?
It's a lot like Tiny Wings.
And there's all in-app purchases,
oh,
too.
Yeah, it's a microtransaction game, which we like because we are digital natives.
Oh, man. I hate in-app purchases. They make me so mad.
Yeah, me too, because we're just too cool kids. Never want to purchase from apps.
We're just too cool kids.
Just the two kids.
Don't give us no crap.
No crap. And we like to swear like cool kids.
Love it.
Crap.
Crap.
Crap. Crap. Crap.
What? Son of a gun.
Just too
Hey, Barney. Hey, yeah. Trent.
Yeah?
Hey, Clarkson.
Yeah? What's up, Derek?
Hey, where were you guys at that passing period? I was all by myself. I was so mad.
Sorry. I was riding a bicycle outside.
Sick.
I was in the parking lot waiting for someone to start the engine of a car.
I was outside licking my thumb to gauge the direction of the wind.
Hey, guys, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think my strawberry car engine starting and weather might be anger. Is that gonna be okay?
Honestly, I think that's something you might want to talk about with someone.
The teacher's coming. Oh, what? Oh, there's these two new kids I saw in the hall.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah, I think they're cool, but it's still up for debate. Shh, guys, the teacher's coming in.
All right, okay. Sit down, everyone, sit down.
Or maybe don't if you're cool.
Yeah. Cool kids. Wait a moment to sit down.
Yeah.
In defiance of the teacher.
Well, all right. If you'd like to stand, that's fine. It burns calories. Oh, you two look new.
We are. We just transferred from Punk Rock Academy.
Punk Rock Academy. Punk Rock Academy. My name is Bass Guitar.
My name is Skunk.
Okay. All right. Bass Guitar and Skunk, I assume you guys were homeschooled, yes? Is Punk Rock High your home?
Sure, whatever, lady.
All right, well, you're in luck to come to public school today. We're learning all about sex.
No.
No, guys, it is okay.
Scoff, look at the ceiling so people don't think I'm here.
No scoffing. And look at me. Come on, let me see them big old eyes.
These ones?
Yep, they're nice.
Thanks.
Okay. So, I have...
So boring. What could be more boring than sex?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Bass guitar.
But isn't that your name?
Yeah, I'm a... You can't
keep
teach
it together,
me...
excuse me, knock, knock, knock.
Let
Cheryl.
Me open the door. Hello.
Cheryl, sweetheart, yeah, mm-hmm. It's me, your husband.
Yes,
Dallas
I know
Raines.
Who you are, Dallas.
Oh, my God, Barney, keep Ooh. It together. Her husband Ooh. Is Dallas Raines.
Sweetheart.
Yes?
You left your Lean Cuisine breakfast in the microwave
dang.
This morning. And I've been so worried about you all day. So I decided I'd bring it by for you. Hello, students. You might want to wear a jacket tomorrow. I'm Dallas Raines.
He jumped out the window.
Raines. Oh, bye, Mr. Raines.
So cool. We're on the second floor.
Well, everybody should stand up. What's the matter with you, Barney? You should stand up. Oh, no, I can't stand up, skunk.
Why aren't
don't
you
make me.
Why aren't you standing up, Barney?
Oh, no,
all the cool
don't
kids
make
would
me.
Stand up.
Oh,
I want to be cool.
Oh, you guys are definitely not cool. I'm debating to the other side now, because everyone knows the least cool thing of all is to make fun of Barney.
Danvers, can I talk to you for a second?
What?
It seems...
Give. The cool kids a moment.
While cool.
They... You're not cool. Anyone who labels themselves as cool is immediately not cool.
No, we're
Everyone
cool.
knows that.
No, it's cool to give yourself nicknames and do stuff like that. We're cool.
Yeah, you don't know.
I've really lost control.
It seems the power dynamics in this classroom are different than they were when I was a child.
What should we do about it?
We need to do something big and fast. I've got it. Excuse me.
Sure.
Teacher,
yes.
Is it the coolest thing of all to wait until marriage?
Oh, yes.
Let's see, how do I say this? Let's put a lot of thought into it. How do I say this to you? No! No. Mm-mm. No.
Well, that was my only plan.
What? But.
Oh my gosh!
Waiting can be more. Sorry.
No. Yeah, skunk. What the heck is your problem? Why do you want to talk so much in this class? Why don't you just do what the cool kids do? Reluctantly listen, but doodle hard so it looks like we're not.
Did you just label yourself a cool kid?
Shut up. Dang it. Oh, he got me. I'm so mad. Clarkson, Trent.
Yeah, what's up?
Barney, save me.
Yeah. Hey, bro, you need to back off. And also, why is your hat backwards? It does not protect your eyes from the sun.
Well, that's just a cool way to wear a hat.
No, turn that around, bro. Also, no hats in class, dude. Read the poster. Sorry, teacher, back to you.
Yeah, it's okay. I keep losing control. Gaining it back, losing it again. That's the ebbs and flow.
Well, what's the deal with those cool puppets you have?
Oh, well, I have a puppet for every size penis in America. I got, it ranges from nubbin to whoa!
Hey, teacher?
Yes?
Should we feel real bad and ashamed if our penis isn't big like the whoa one?
No, if you are nubbin size, that is okay.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh!
I didn't say that. Can I go publicly on the record and saying I didn't say that?
I'm sorry. I did not mean to label you a nubbin. You could be average or below average, and it's okay.
Yeah, guys, it's okay to be below average.
Yes, truly. You just have to eat pussy.
What?
Or if you're a gay man, you...
Neil Gaiman?
Am I a gay man?
Neil Gaiman?
Neil Gaiman?
The graphic
Neil
novelist?
Gaiman, author of American Gods
and
Anansi Boys?
Oh, I don't know who that Gaiman is.
Oh, you don't
is.
Know about Neil Gaiman?
No!
Oh, let's talk.
Some things are books, some things are pictures, some things are graphic novels.
All of these things
That sounds like a terrible day.
It was wild.
Let me run you a famous Dallas Rains bubble bath.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, yes.
Your Lean Cuisine is going up in the oven again.
Oh, no.
Would you like me to go get it for you?
No, it's okay. I'll get it. I haven't eaten all day. I just keep hearing that jaunty tune and just jiggling my shoulders.
Oh, sweetheart, I love the way you can dance to even the mere sound of a microwave.
Oh, Dallas. Anywho, how was your day?
Oh, well, it was pretty great. Mostly I sat around waiting for you to come home so I could run you a bubble bath and then, well, you know, I have to leave now, sweetheart, for the forecast at 11.
I'll miss
forecast
you.
Forecast at 11. Goodbye, my little piece of heaven. I gotta go do the forecast at 11.
Maybe this time you don't go. Maybe this time people will say, I guess this is the weather.
In the day.
Late night weather.
I tried to get on the morning news, but they won't listen to me, no matter what I say. They say, Dallas, you're a nightmare. We know that it's true. No one does 11 quite like you. You, Dallas, with your fake tan, you're unmanned. I didn't have to.
But my bubble bath is already cold.
We gotta stop waiting for the things we want, my sweet. You gotta go and get in that Lean Cuisine.
I couldn't.
I'll be back when you wake.
Thank you.
All right. I've called this meeting for two reasons. One, we gotta talk about those new kids. That was out of control today.
Like, what honestly was happening? I was just like seething with anger.
I assumed you checked out when you got real mad.
But I got like, so mad.
There's something weird about those two dudes. They were disrespecting a teacher who has been nothing but chill and cool to
truly. Her. Also, their names were Skunk and like Bass Player or something.
Even worse, Bass Guitar.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So wild.
The first one is at least a human being.
And they had like, their teeth were like brown.
Yeah. And they had like beards.
And they had big old beards.
And they had like toupee glue on their foreheads.
Yeah.
And one of them kept taking out a phone, but it was for some reason attached to like a holster on his belt.
Yeah. Yeah. And in someone else's like back pocket, I saw a DMV registration form.
Also, they both straight up had wedding rings.
Yeah.
And they had like spider veins all over their bodies?
Yeah, they both looked super old and honestly not good.
Guys, don't call me a detective, but they may be old dudes.
You're a detective!
Oh! You gotta be a detective, because that's definitely true.
We're all gonna need to be detectives, because something weird is going on here. And you know where the best place to investigate a mystery is.
Top
the library?
Of a barn?
Your mom,
outside?
When it's a good time to ask her questions.
No, guys.
Under your shoes?
Just like on foot?
No.
Like,
weather vane?
No.
Any sort of like air ducts?
Yeah, hot air balloon?
Yeah, okay. Those are all good places to investigate a mystery. But the place that I'm thinking of is Information Hub in the city. It's the local news station. That's where we'll get through. 'Cause at the local news station, we'll break the news.
You're right. You're like, we could maybe go and read a book at a library, but that's old news is dead and sometimes scary. Why not be where the news is breaking? If we went anywhere,
it would be really cool to be inside of a vent and also on the top of a barn.
Yeah.
But we need to be a place where we can report what's happening to save people from harm. And that's the local news station. Get in my power wheels. No, we should walk. It does not go fast.
Yeah, also, you cannot be in one of those if you weigh over 45 pounds. Trust me, it was a crushing day when I hit 46. Kids, please. This stage door is where I come outside to look at the moon and say hello to my old pal.
Whoa. Man, Dallas Rains is so cool. Barney, keep it together, man.
Yeah,
actually,
man, keep
you
it
know
together.
What? Actually, we're gonna I think we need to work past this right now or it's gonna get in the way for the rest of the mission. Hey, Dallas, our friend's in love with you.
Shut up.
It's okay, it's beautiful.
Hey, Mr. Rains, my name's Barney.
Well, hi, Barney.
Nice weather we're having.
Nice one, dude.
Yeah, that was good.
That was sick.
Good.
You nailed it.
Real smooth. It sure has been. But did you happen to catch the forecast last night?
Oh, well, of course. I always watch your forecast.
So then I don't have to tell you. A storm's a brewing.
I know.
Oh my God, you're straight. You're sharing a moment, Barney.
You said you thought it was going to be like a Gulf Coast hurricane.
Yes, I said, what we're looking at here is a Gulf Coast hurricane.
I memorize all of your broadcasts.
Barney, that is so flattering, and I love seeing a young person interested in the weather, but boys, It's almost showtime. It's almost 11. So if there's something I can help you with, I'm about to say goodnight to the old moon.
Let us in!
Let us in!
Let us in!
Well, what would you be doing in the old news station in the center of town?
Detective work.
Well, but don't call me a detective.
Well, but son, you seem to have such a grasp of facts and clues. I think you may be a detective.
No! Yeah.
Well, as long as you stay out of the way of the fancy cameras and don't steal too much from craft services, well, I don't see why not. Dallas Raines.
Ah, cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Raines.
Whoa.
He's so cool.
He's so cool. Your boyfriend is so cool.
Yeah.
Shut up. Are you
no,
like
it's
super?
Great.
Wait.
What?
Oh, I just had a major bummer.
Oh no.
Oh no. Is it that no cars are around?
Well, now I'm double bummed out.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, no.
But no, the first bummer is that Dallas Raines is like the husband of the teacher who's been nothing but good to us.
Wait, oh, wow. Why is that a bummer? It's great that two people we like and respect found each other.
No, it's a bummer for Barney, dude.
Oh. No, it's not. Don't call me detective, but you could fuck him and I'll be fine.
I don't want to fuck him.
Trent, wait, no, guys, it's already okay because Barney already told us he gets turned on by the weather.
Yeah.
Not so much the man Dallas Raines. You guys.
He talks about the weather.
Sorry.
And the weather itself.
I forgot. It's taking me a minute to understand your true sexuality.
Hey, I think it's going to take all of us many years to understand our own.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, maybe if, like, there was, like, it was, like, raining on my naked body in the bed, and maybe Dallas Raines was, like, in the corner of the room, like, putting some snow on his
Barney, is it
balls.
Raining or is it snowing?
It's raining on me and snowing on him.
You know what? That's okay, because it's a fantasy.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
A fantasy. Can it ever be more?
It's all right. Even having a fantasy is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. But are my sexual proclivities practical at all? I mean, am I ever gonna get to experience something like that?
We don't know yet for sure, dude. Like, we don't know if it's just the way he talks about moisture or something like that, or if you actually wanna, like, be sexual with the cloud.
Like, it's a thing you could do. It might be difficult though. You would need one of two things: a rain machine or a machine that makes the snow.
But if you want, you can get together with weather. If you want, you can get together with weather.
In a fantasy.
Whether or not it ever happens for me,
will go. I mean, we got the detective with us.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll catch up back next to us, and it's like, we're both Watson, you're a detective, and he's like, the constable, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, yeah, the constable, sure.
What's cool. A constable?
I don't know. I read about it in a Neil Gaiman book.
Oh, I've heard about him.
I think it's like a police officer, but British.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, guys, this is the room with the files about the town. It is locked. This room is locked.
I'm so mad that this room is locked. I gotta get through the door. I'm so mad I've never actually been this bad before.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Douche!
You screamed the door open with your boy.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, just had to call the door a douche. Okay, like all new station, this one has files on everyone in the town. Let's break up and see what these drawers have. They go from the top to the ground. I'll start with A, M, B, and C, and you take D.
I'll take E through the rest of the alphabet.
Oh.
Whoa, guys, I'm already on to something. Here under S, it is school, and then there's a subfile within school that says roll. And here on the roll call sheet, I have the names of every student in this classroom. And guess what?
What?
There's no one named Skunk or Bass Guitar on this sheet.
Okay, great. So you confirmed Detective Trent's suspicion that they're not kids. And look, I found in C that Vice Principal Cranvers?
Yeah, Cranvers.
Vice Principal Cranvers, what? When he was in college, he played a bass guitar.
And, ooh, right next to him is another Vice Principal, Clanvers?
Dan, no, no, no.
No, it's Danvers.
Principal
and it's in
Danvers.
D, because I have D, and I see that he once kissed a skunk.
Are you saying, wait, you're right. Cranvers and Clanvers. Which one do we have?
I think Clanvers.
Whoa,
here under P, I have plot to impersonate students?
Hey, guys, what did I miss?
Barney, you look so loose.
So much.
Oh, God. Does anybody have a cigarette?
Barney, come on. We got to get out of here. Skunk and bass guitar are impersonating students that are actually our principal and vice principal.
What evidence are you basing that on?
I don't know. Trent told us.
Trent's a detective.
Oh, guys! I'm fighting it. I don't want to be a detective.
Students, how'd you get past that locked door?
Puberty.
Yeah, I have anger that I don't understand, and it came on suddenly. Oh, I hope one day it goes away.
Mr. Dallas Rains, oh, we need your help.
You've got it.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, great.
Why wouldn't I help four smart young students who are interested in weather and were able to bust down a door with the power of puberty? Why, it'd be foolish for Dallas Rains to say anything but yes.
It's just that this isn't a weather story.
You think Dallas Rains only cares about the weather?
That's all you report on.
Well,
I mean, your name is Dallas Rains.
I mean, sure, I love the weather, but no. You wouldn't turn on the news just for weather.
I would.
You wouldn't turn on the news just for weather. No, it takes so many other parts to fit together. You wouldn't turn on the news just for the weather. Well, here, look at the four of you. I bet one of you is more like sports. None of you? I bet one is entertainment news.
No, I mean, if I'm honest, really, well, the fact is, the only thing that I like to watch is the reports about the traffic.
That's in the morning. If only I could get to the morning. That's in the morning.
I watch it every single day.
Yeah.
What do I have?
No, I think he's still going to do the weather, but on the morning news.
The morning?
Yeah, that's when people actually want it most.
I don't have time to watch it in the morning. I watch it in the evening.
You'll get someone new for the evening.
But
you said yourself that it's not Dallas.
It's the weather.
Also, it's super hard to have to wait up till 11 o'clock every night. On a school night.
And this must be why you've been falling asleep in class. Barney, you should have been working on your sleep hygiene a long time ago.
I guess this could be good for me.
No, it will be. You'll jerk off in the morning and...
It's not jerking off. It's lying on my belly.
Come on, kids. We don't have time. Into my PT Cruiser.
Where are we going?
Well, you tell me, students.
Okay, well, let's go back to the news station.
Oh, okay.
Because we need you to break a story on air.
Oh, fun.
But I love this PT Cruiser. I'm gonna spend a little time here. I think it's fair, cause Barney got to go in the corner.
And Trent got strawberries and craft services. And I always get to be mad. Yes, I always get to be mad.
Sneaky secrets to hide.
Oh, now you're watching. Now the words that I'll say. No, take down this graphic for the forecast of 5 days. Instead, here is a picture of a man who has been calling himself Skunk. Here's a guy named Bass Guitar. They tried to tell my she was junk.
Excuse me, fellow news executives. I'm sorry to burst in here without warning, but the way that Reigns did that report just now, I think we've gotta move him to the morning.
But still weather, right?
But also weather. I'm pretty sure that's his jam.
Okay.
Great. Excuse me, Mr. Dallas. You're now the morning weather.
Everyone, you are now being transported. You are now sitting in a regional theater where Forecast Puberty has put on a fully realized production. You know, full choreography, costumes, makeup, props, actors.
All the things in a show.
All the things in a show.
We're going to bring everyone that was involved in it out on the stage. So here they come. Here come the act. Let's give them a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Here's our crew.
Here are the actors. There's the director. There's the costumer. Anyone you can imagine involved in this production is here. And we're going to do something that we do at the end of every new production. This is called a talk back. So if any of you in the audience have questions for anyone that was part of this production,
any part of the production,
we have a... We'll come find you. So yeah.
And if we could get a little bit of house. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, if you have a question, you just come on down.
Come on down where we can find. Just come make kind of lines here and here because we can't get back to you.
We can't get back to you. I'm so sorry. Okay, great. We got a question right here.
Yeah, I was curious that I heard a rumor that there was a song that the puppets sang.
Great question.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a rumor.
Our writer can answer that. You should introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm the writer. Jim Tamor. It was cut just purely for time, but there was a rousing number that the puppets sang called "That's Not How I Felt." Thank you. Thank you.
Great question.
Great. Yes. Who's your question for?
The actors in the show.
Wonderful. What's your question?
For forecast puberty, did any of you do any first-hand research?
I'll start by taking that. Yes, I played Trent in the first act and Barney in the second act. And I'd say, you know, just a lot of going back to my own copious amounts of journaling I did as a 13-year-old myself. And it was, that was really all the research that I needed. Just my own experience going through the thing we've all shared. Anyone else want to comment?
Well, I'm method. So I lived as a child for 6 months prior to this production. I enrolled myself in middle school, and I went to class every day. I did homework. My mother spanked me. It was very immersive, and that's how I prepared.
That is, by the way, how we found out that you noticed at the end those two men were arrested for doing that. That was based on what happened to this actress during the show.
Yes.
We learned that you can't, in fact, just whimsically go to a school as an adult and hang out in the classroom with kids. It is frowned upon for lots of reasons.
They get really angry.
Yes, they do. We have time for another question. Yes, hello.
Hi, my question's for the production designer. I was really moved by how you brought Barney's fantasy to life to the stage. I was just wondering, like, what went into that?
This is our set designer, Trevin.
Trevin. Yep, my name's Trevin Bedwell, and It was hard to make it precipitate, and then also precipitate snow, but I did a bunch of experiments, and I got it right. And then I said, you better throw some lights on it, and then they did.
Sir, what's your question?
My question's for the concept artist. What was your inspiration for those puppets? Because, wow.
Hello, I'm Neil Gaiman. I'm the concept artist. I was just, when I think of a puppet, I think, okay, it's mythology. It's the original concept of a man, but shrunk down, broken apart, manipulated by another man. Who is pulling the strings? Is it a god? Is it a man? What's the difference between a god and a man? And I thought, you know what? Let's just go cute and felt. Because that's what it would be. And then you'll notice that the puppets had penises of all sorts of different sizes from all across America. And because of my work in American Gods, I know a lot about America.
Did you do American Gods?
What's that?
Did you...
Yes, I did. All of the Starz production American Gods, I also did. I wrote it, I acted in it, I was all the parts. And quite frankly, I like this more.
I think we have another one, yes?
Hi, I have a question for Dallas Rains. What got you into performing in theater?
Thank you so much. I was wondering how long I would have to stand here before anyone
ask for an autograph.
Yes, let's have a round of applause for the one character who is playing themselves, Dallas Reigns.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, what is changing? What is constant? That's really the question a weatherman asks. And when you ask that of yourself and you look at your own life, you think, gee, Dallas, here's what's been constant. You're a weatherman. What could change? Why not do regional theater? All right, I think with this, we have time for one last question.
Hi, this is for the producers. Do you think that the sponsorship by Lean Cuisine really detracted from the message of the show? Or do you
We're going to stop you right there. We're thrilled about the amount of Lean Cuisine.
Lean Cuisine, that was actually in the original script.
Yes.
We reached out to Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, and they were happy.
Yeah. Well, we're thrilled about it. There's actually an entire number about Lean Cuisines that was cut, but we have some time, so we'll do it for you right now.
Sacrifice flavor, oh, you know what I mean. Oh, you gotta just try a little Lean Cuisine.
If you're feeling like a prince but wanna feel like a queen, why don't you get a Lean Cuisine?
Ooh, the broccoli's delicious and it's fresh and it's green and it's microwavable because it's Lean Cuisine.
Lean Cuisine.
Thank you, you all, for being here. As we say,
if it's under 300 calories,
then your name might be Mallory.
Good night.